Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru.
All righty. No Guru today, but we knew that. Evan Giddings in the house.
Well, why'd you say it like that?
Yours truly. We knew he was taking it.
But you said it like, you know. I hope he's having a nice day off.
Oh, sure.
Hey.
What's going on, Evan? How you doing, man? Happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas. Yeah. Risotto in the house. We got Cam over there. Have a fun day today.
I learned a little something about you this morning. And it was, I think it was like a couple months ago. There was a week where, for people who don't know, Steiny typically brings a breakfast sandwich in the mornings. And that's his sustenance for the day. And there was like a week period, I want to say a couple months ago, where you didn't have your breakfast sandwich.
Mm-mm.
And I finally understand now this morning why you were so cranky that week. Because you brought breakfast sandwiches in today. The lovely Susan made them. Thank you very much, Susan. And they were absolutely delicious. Those are some damn good breakfast sandwiches. And so I understand now why the one week you didn't have them, you were the Grinch.
Yeah. And, you know, as good as they were, you guys got the brioche buns today. On a different day, you might have gotten the homemade bread that she
homemade
makes.
Bread?
Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty damn scrumptious.
She's on another level, for sure.
What's up, man? Sure.
Not much. You know, I'm in the spirit and dressed in black for Christmas. No, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. You know, stuff.
Mm.
Get home today.
You got everything all wrapped up?
No, I wrap tonight. I rap tonight. That's what I do.
You and St. Nick?
Me and some other people. Some other people. Hey, you know, well, first of all, I'm going to tease. Apparently, you have a proclamation to make at some point about the San Francisco 49ers. So we have that on the agenda. But
well, I've just noticed that people are kind of afraid to say what they actually feel because they're afraid to get hurt, and that's fine. But I feel like now that the Niners are in the playoffs, we got a couple weeks left. It's time to talk about them like an actual football team as opposed to just a charity case.
I would agree. So, you know, the one thing about time's a fleeting thing, Evan. And yet it's very important because time often can give you a little bit of perspective. You know, you take a day or two and really get to process things. You come to maybe a slightly different conclusion than maybe you had a day or two prior. And
it's one of the two things you can control.
Yeah. And I cannot believe I'm saying this, but I'm looking at the Draymond situation a little differently today. And what he did, I have less of a problem with today than I did yesterday or the day before.
Did you get hit on the head on the way in?
No. So, I'm like, the Warriors have made a conscious decision that they're going to live with Draymond and all his transgressions. And over the years, we've seen some of his transgressions be extreme, obviously. The punch, Jordan Poole, you know, Nurkic, Gobert, all that stuff. So they have decided they're going to live with it. Okay. Something comes up on Monday, where he gets into an altercation with the coach. He's clearly in a really precarious spot. He's got three choices. He can lose it, he can leave, or he could sit there and say, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Steve, you're right. And I just feel like they've made this concession to him, and he's been all over the spectrum with stuff that he's done. But the more I think about Monday, I think that wasn't that big of a deal. Because the way he handled it was the best way he could handle it at the time, which was leaving the situation. Now, there may be consequences for it, though I don't know. But the bottom line is he kind of avoided what could have been a much worse situation. And if he knows himself as well as he says he knows himself, he left. And then that's the decision he made. So he didn't get into an altercation, but he did something still that was wrong that he got penalized for, in essence, because he wasn't coming back in the game. Now we'll find out what happens tomorrow, if anything. And I don't really necessarily think anything's going to happen, but it's kind of like what they all signed up for. And he might have handled it the best way he could at that moment.
Is this your Mount Crumpet?
What does that mean?
That's where the Grinch lives. It's where he takes the presents up to the top, and he's about to throw them off, and then he realizes that Christmas is about something actually bigger than just him and the presents and all these people down in Whoville when they start singing together, because he realized that he can't. Are you growing up before us? What went through your mind that brought you to this place that yesterday? I mean, you guys were killing him yesterday. You guys were saying that he gave up on the team.
In fairness, Guru was much, much harsher on Draymond yesterday than I was.
Well, yeah, but you're still harsh on him.
I brought this up yesterday, and listen, every once in a while I can run hot.
And his heart grew three sizes that day.
Let me tell you something. I can run a little hot. I can get triggered occasionally. And sometimes the best thing you can do in those situations is just you got to walk away. Okay? Not the best thing to do, but not the worst thing to do either. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's the lesser of two evils, but he still walked out on his team.
He did. And there should be a ramification if there's not. And maybe he apologized and maybe they dealt with it and all that kind of thing.
But the fact of the matter is, if this also follows the same line of thinking of Draymond's past transgressions, he won't be punished. I mean, this might actually be the first time where we do see some sort of repercussion. And I think it's going to be more about basketball than it is about Draymond.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to get.
It's not going to be because Draymond, you know, walked off the floor and didn't want to come back in the game. It's not because he threw a tantrum. He's done all of that before. He's hit a teammate. He screamed at his coach. He yelled at Kevin Durant. Like, he's done all these things before, and there's never been a consequence for them. But to me, this might be the first time we actually see Steve Kerr do something about it because, oh, by the way, Draymond hasn't played very well this year.
Exactly. And those are the two things, obviously, that are going on. And Nick Friedell had a piece today in The Athletic that was really spot on, I thought. The problem is less that Draymond Green walked off the bench. The problem is he's not playing well. And it's over the last month, it has become obvious that at least this month, they're better without him. They just are. They're a better team without Draymond Green, and that's what's got to be dealt with, to my way of thinking, more so than, you know, what happened on Monday night. They've got to figure out a role for him at this point, because 30 minutes a night with Jimmy Butler, it's just not working. It's not working. And I know it's easy to say, well, he'll never do it. But I think he would do it. I mean, I think maybe what's happened this month is that he's coming to terms with the fact that he is winding down. He's not the player he was. He's been super frustrated. It culminated on Monday with him doing what he did. But I think maybe today or tomorrow or down the line, he's going to say, I think I got to try to do something different for the sake of the team. Like, I do think when everything calms down, he might be willing to say that.
Well, he's basketball smart enough to recognize at this point that he's on the back nine. He might be on hole 17. I mean, he's getting there.
Yeah.
And the other part of it, too, is Jimmy Butler's also getting there to where he's not really a three anymore. And so the question is, who's the better power forward for the Golden State Warriors? Is it Jimmy Butler or Draymond Green? And as of late, the answer has been pretty obvious. It's been Jimmy. So I just feel like Draymond's struggling with the realization that he's not the player that he used to be. Even last season, he's still great defensively, but just on the other end of the floor, it has been brutal to watch for the Warriors.
And we'll get into some of that, on the other side. There's also another issue, according to Mark Spears of Anscape, Draymond's got some more frustration that's not just about, you know, his play. There's something more specific. We can get into that on the other side. But what's coming up on the game today is fun, fun, fun. Yeah, we're going to have fun today. I'm demanding it. Anyway.
In all
what's
black?
What's coming up?
Black.
I might take my shirt off. And have a t-shirt underneath, though. But it's lighter. Hey, Goo. Wishing nothing but the best for Goo. Fremont Bank is your sponsor, ladies and gentlemen. Here for you, here for good. And it is a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. And
maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This segment was also sponsored by Kalshi. Trade on anything.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Goo today. Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Be safe if you're, out there, but there's not many people out there. A great commute, 17-minute drive into the city today for me.
Yeah, this is the best day to get presents.
No doubt. And I'll be getting a couple after work.
Yeah, if you don't have them already... Like, if you haven't ordered stuff, I would say a few days, prior to Christmas, you might as well just not do it until right before. Just start walking into every shop. There's a couple discounts. People are trying to get rid of things. Christmas Eve, you just see what inspires you. And hopefully if you find something that somebody else likes.
Yeah, that's what I used to do. I used to take Christmas Eve off and just bang it out in the morning. But now I'm older and more mature, and I take my time. And
well, you just said you're going to get presents today.
Yeah, it's a favor for somebody.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess I'll be in on the gift.
Sure.
But, we're talking about Draymond Green, speaking of the holiday spirit.
Shut you talking to me.
Draymond.
I just want to go home.
I'm not going to praise you for leaving the bench, but you know what? I'm not going to kill you either. I'm not. He had to do what he had to do. He left. And here we are. Anyway, he was talking about why he's so frustrated. This is Mark Spears from Anscape. He was on TV the other day. Listen to what he said about what's been going on with Draymond.
I'm hearing, too, that Draymond's a little frustrated with having to guard centers and having to guard guys that are 40, 50 pounds heavier than him.
Okay. That's the easiest solution to a problem that I've ever heard in my life. Don't play him at five, then. If that's what's frustrating him, don't play him at five as much, if at all. At least right now.
I think
play him alongside post.
I think that's
TJD.
Part of the problem.
Yeah.
No, he is playing alongside post. And he's still been terrible offensively. And it's because he has no place on that end of the floor unless he's the only big out there because he can't shoot. So he's frustrated, guarding centers. What else is he out there for? Like, what is Draymond Green's best asset? What is he best at?
Defense.
And guarding players specifically that are bigger than him.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis is going to be in town tomorrow. Who's going to guard him?
It's got to be somebody else.
That's a problem.
Okay.
If that's what's annoying Draymond, that's what his biggest strength is to be able to neutralize the biggest players on other teams. Or at least make them have to work. Quentin Post is going to do it. Al Horford, when he comes back from sciatica, he's got a bad back. He's going to do it. Jimmy Butler was guarding Bancaro the other night, but is he going to guard AD? Is he going to guard Centers? No. That's Draymond's job. So I hear Mark Spears, and that may be the case. If it is, to me, that's a problem.
So let me get this straight. What he still does best is frustrating him the most, and he's not as good at it as he has in the past. So we don't even have an answer then.
I don't think that that's the biggest thing frustrating him.
It's the decline of his play and he knows it?
Yeah, it's that he has no place on offense. He doesn't have a place right now because what he's best at is, what did he say the other night? You know, the offense was running through me.
Right, and I only had one turnover.
He was happy about that. Okay, well, the offense has been better when it's been running through Jimmy. That's kind of Draymond's role. And Jimmy Butler's better at doing that because he doesn't turn the ball over as much. I mean,
yeah.
Honestly, so this was the thing that really stood out to me from Friedel's piece in The Athletic. Over half of Draymond's shots this year have been from three.
Almost 60%.
That cannot be the case. He's not a good three-point shooter. Even when the ball is going down, Draymond Green cannot be taking 60% of his shots from beyond the arc. That tells me that he doesn't have a place on that end of the floor.
Because what else can he do?
Exactly.
And he doesn't do that great.
No, he's not passing the ball very efficiently. It's been one of the worst seasons of his career. I think he's leading the league in turnover rate right now.
Yeah.
Or it might have changed after the last game because he only had one. But
in
it's
eight
like
minutes.
Exactly, though. It's
or 17, whatever. But I hear you.
Draymond Green's role is slowly diminishing. And I'm a little concerned about hearing that piece of sound because to me that's where he is going to help the Warriors. If the thing he is frustrated most by is guarding big guys, I don't know what we do about that.
Well, we play him 18 to 24 minutes a night, I think. I mean, the other thing Friedel brought up that's, to me, spot on is the only hope you're going to have is if Draymond is good. The only hope you have is if they make the playoffs and Draymond is healthy for the playoffs. So he was suggesting that, as risky as it may be, you've got to kind of save him right now, and it's not a bad time to do it because he's not playing well. Just ask him to play in shorter stretches and see if he can give you a little more energy in those shorter stretches. And that's, like, there's no way the Warriors aren't, there's no way it hasn't crossed the Warriors' mind that they might have to do something with Draymond in terms of limiting his minutes or having him come off the bench. And I think it's just a matter of how long they can kind of hold on this way before it becomes completely apparent, if it does, which I think it will.
Well, and if you can get to the postseason or the play-in or whatever place they find themselves, can you get to April with Draymond Green feeling semi-fresh?
Right.
You know, it was clear last year that I thought he was impacted by having to play center the majority of the season, so they don't want to do that this year.
Yeah.
But that's kind of his best position on this team. Just because the Warriors, I don't think they really have a center. I mean, Post has been playing well, but I'm not sure I trust him against the biggest and the baddest big boys in the West. I mean, I don't know, Steiny. Like, what would you do about it at this point? And what do you think the Warriors are considering when it comes to Draymond?
Well, I mean, I think they have to be considering bringing him off the bench. But then the question becomes who's going to start. And initially I thought, well, you got to give Kuminga a crack at it. But now I'm puzzled about Kuminga because he said he was going to reward Kuminga, played him 10 minutes. Kuminga got sick, came back the next game and didn't play. And I kind of just thought that maybe he wasn't available, but if he was available, that means Kerr didn't go to him. So I don't, you know, I'd still might give him the first crack at it, but I don't think that's, I just don't think it is a crazy idea to search for answers, to try to get this team to be better, and asking what Draymond Green can do or what he can sacrifice to make this team better. That's what pros do. And particularly if they want to pride themselves on being a team player, then he's got to have an adjustment, I think.
Well, do you look at the backcourt? I mean, I would say start DeAnthony Melton, but he's on a minutes restriction,
yeah,
and he's not playing very well. You know, do you go back to starting Will Richard? I don't. He's playing well. Do you elevate Pajemski? Do you go to someone like? I don't think you play double bigs. Do you start Santos for a little bit? There's not really a clear answer to me.
You're right. Kuminga should be the answer,
but he isn't.
Right,
and that's kind of been his place the last four seasons.
Yeah,
he's been the idea.
Let's go to Chucky's in Oakland. Hey, Chucky, how you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good. Wishing you guys a Merry Christmas, man.
Same to you.
All you guys at the station, man.
Thank you.
And Evan, good call. Good call on Monday, bro. You
Thanks.
Know, we share alma maters, man. And, you know, I graduated in 1980, bro. You know, I was all CM in basketball and team MVP.
Panther pride, Chucky. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, what I wanted to speak on, man, is I'm starting you throwing me for a loop this morning, bro.
I know.
You. hey, and you of all people, Steiner, you always speak on, you know, how you don't like the prima donnas, you know, the special treatment, you know, you believe in team chemistry. I remember you spoke about that when you had your high school coach on a while back.
Oh, that's right.
You know, you guys were sharing memories. But man, with Draymond, and yesterday you and Guru were talking about how he had a terrible past couple of months.
Yeah.
I'm saying the man had a terrible decade, man. Because this stuff, man, he did it with Durant. He did it with Poole. He had a prior situation with Kerr. And I'm saying this to say that, you know, I know I'm going to get some pushback from you, Sonny, but I'm putting this all on Steve Kerr, man, the coaching, man. And, you know, it finally came to a head the last game on the public stage. And so I'm just putting this all on Kerr. And I think the man should be some type of penalized for his behavior. Because, I mean, look, he got 100 million reasons to not get frustrated. From last year, he got 100 million reasons to not be frustrated. So I think he should be they shouldn't be condoning his behavior no more, man. It's all bad to me.
All right, Chucky. Hey, Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays. And you're not wrong. I think that I mean I'm not going to win the argument. I understand that.
Yeah, and that's not really what you're here for. And obviously, a lot of times you're not necessarily winning the argument, you know. But so let me ask you this: What year was it when Kerr said, I'm sick of Draymond's bleep? They caught him on the sideline.
5 years ago?
Yeah, I want to say it might have been Durant's last
year. Yeah, 18 or 19?
It was a while back. This might be a bad question, but do you think he's finally just sick of Draymond's bleep? Like that, at the podium the other night on Monday night, did that sound like a guy who's had it up to here?
Kind of not. Kind of not. And let me share with you why, if I can find it.
Because
will it linger?
To what you're saying, you don't think it'll linger?
No.
Well, he didn't exactly explain himself.
No, but he just, like, it's clear they're going to just move on, right? Like, the last caller, Chucky, said, he's right. He's like, you know, that. Like, if the Warriors, and they're not going to, but if, like, they suspended him for tomorrow's game for leaving the bench, once again, I would not be like, they shouldn't have suspended him. Like, he made his decision. He walked away. There may be punishment. He's got to deal with it, though he won't. And, like, but they're going to move on and play Dallas, and that's just the way it is.
Well, I'm not saying you suspend him, but
right.
I think that there's got to be some sort of reaction. It's like your team, what they were plus 24 or 26 without him. I mean, they went on a freaking run at the end of that game. And look, I realize the Magic were down two of their starters, and you know, but they're not a bad team. And up until that point, that was a ball game. Draymond exits, and this team just takes off. And you went through the games of December yesterday. I thought it was a fair point. It's like they've been playing better without him on the floor lately.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that at the end of the season, Draymond won't have his place. And you can't forget what he did against Wembanyama on back-to-back games. But it's like maybe you got to start seeing if there's some other answers on this team. Because, and I thought Draymond had a good point after the game too, which is if you're happy with being 500, you shouldn't be here. He's a big reason why they're 500.
Right.
And this team has to, if Kerr really believes that the answers are on this roster, at least until January 15th, then you got to experiment with some other things, not including Draymond Green.
I completely agree. Let's go to Big Smooth. Big Smoothies in Oakland.
Yeah, so you agreed with the last caller when he said Draymond had a terrible decade?
Well, I didn't.
That's hilarious.
No, we laughed.
Yeah, we don't have four of anything if he's not. Listen, Draymond is the ultimate double-edged sword. It's a full experience. You're going to get the bad. You're going to get all of that. Players blow up all the time on the bench. The only thing is they don't leave the bench. I'm sure, like you just said, Draymond is frustrated. He's not playing well, and they're 15-15. If he doesn't say anything, I think it's a good sign that he's frustrated. And I do believe if they can start showing signs of winning without him, that's the ultimate humbling experience. It'll make him humble to say, okay, let me fit in. He's either going to do one of two things. He's either going to fit in or he's going to think about it. If he blows up a couple more times, it's going to look really bad for him.
Yeah.
We need Draymond, of course, and I love the aspect of just kind of putting him in a little bit on the shelf. Horford's going to come back. Horford is going to do something. He's not just going to be a stiff. I mean, I get the sciatica. I have a sciatica. He shouldn't be having one. But once he gets in and gets his feet wet and Milton, I do believe what Steve Kerr says. I believe everything is on this team. It just doesn't, you got to play it in the form. I'm looking at even, I think Draymond would be the perfect one to guard Cooper Kupp. I believe Draymond will make Cooper Kupp have a bad game. Because
Flag.
Draymond is, Cooper, I'm sorry, I always say get the Kupp. Flag. I believe Draymond will frustrate Flag because he's not the big lumbering guy who's going to try to guard him. He's a guy who can get under his skin a little bit.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I think he's going to, and then you put Post on AD. AD if healthy, is a problem. We know that. But I believe, I love the fact that we're letting Post get some growing pace. He's playing pretty good defensively, guy.
Yeah.
He's playing pretty good defensively. But I do believe Flag will be bothered by Draymond.
Interesting.
Draymond is still a good defensive player, guys. He's still a good – he's just – yeah, of course. Listen, Draymond, the perfect time to complain about guarding centers would have been last year because he was literally guarding – man, he's – you see him battling with Joker and then turn around and battling – last year would have been the great time to complain about this. But Post is helping now. Everybody should be frustrated. I don't even – I've gotten to the point, guys, with some games, the last couple of games, I don't even want to watch. I'm like, man, why? Why watch? They're not entertaining right now. So everybody's frustrated. The fan base, Draymond, Steve Kerr. And let me say one more point. How come we never hear – well, how come when Jordan punched Steve Kerr, it wasn't a problem? But Draymond punching Poole is much more of a problem. I thought about that. How come that wasn't a problem for MJ? But for – Draymond, we never hear the end of it. But anyway, you guys have a great day. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Happy New Year. Love you guys.
Same to you, Smooth.
You too, Smoothie. Yeah, that's fair. I mean.
Well, nobody saw that punch.
Well, we did.
No, the Jordan punch and Kerr.
Oh, yeah, well, that's.
And I'm not sure that came out right away.
But to Smooth's original point, the reason why is because he's worth the baggage. Jordan was worth the baggage. Draymond was worth the baggage. And we're finally getting to a point in 2025 where people are asking the question, is it worth it anymore? And so far this season, I don't know about you, but for me, it hasn't been worth it through 30 games.
Correct.
He hasn't played in all of them, but the ones that he's been a part of, he has not been worth the baggage. I think he can get back to the point where he's contributing and helping this team. There's a reason why they're third in defense, and that's a part of it. But I think for right now, clearly where he is at mentally, to be at a point where he would walk away from the team and not return by his own volition, he needs to take a step back. And I think that Steve Kerr has to help him do that.
I don't disagree with that. And you know, in a way, what I'm going to say next, I'm envisioning Guru sitting across from me, and he would just be like, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that. And my question is, why? 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 And here's what I'm getting at. Over the course of the last month, Steve Kerr clearly is trying to find things. And during that month, what happened? Will Richard got put on the shelf for a couple days. Like, he's been putting three or four guys on the shelf so as to limit himself from playing more than 11. So Will Richard's gotten some DNPs in a row. Gary Payton was out of the rotation for a little bit. Buddy Hield right now is pretty much out of the rotation. Spencer was never in it. Then he jumped into it, into the rotation. Who else we got here? Kuminga has been in and out. So you're telling me, solely because of Draymond's status, that we cannot even attempt something like that with him?
Well, you can. You have. Draymond Green's come off the bench before.
Right.
And then they've eventually figured out that they're better with him in. Maybe this is a time where, I think it was last year. Last year when things were going bad.
Well, he's only started five games. He's only not started five games in the last 2.5 years, if you include this year.
Yeah, and that was last season where I think he volunteered to go to the bench and then Kuminga started, and eventually they figured out that they were better with Draymond. Maybe this time you figure out you're actually better with Draymond coming off the bench.
Exactly.
I'm not saying you are.
Right.
But you might find that out. And to me, there's no reason to not experiment because nothing else is really working. Yes, they've won a couple games. They're expected to win tomorrow. At least they're favored to win tomorrow. You can put together a winning streak and be above 500. But in order to really make some ground up in the West, which is completely loaded, I just think the Warriors have got to get more creative, especially until they figure out what they're doing at the trade deadline.
They're favored by 8.5 tomorrow? The Warriors are favored by 8.5 tomorrow over the Mavericks?
I think it's a little fishy.
That sounds fishy to me. Mavericks, they're 7-4 over their last 11, so they're starting to play. I'm not counting the Mavericks out yet. Are you?
Well, maybe Vegas knows that Draymond's not starting tomorrow, and the Warriors are markedly better without him.
415, Draymond came off the bench during the 2022 playoffs?
He did, yeah.
So you've done it at the times when the stakes have been the highest. Why wouldn't you do it now when he's 4 years older and you're in December? To me, it would seem kind of logical. You think Dallas has any action? No?
Oh, save me, Steiny.
I don't. I mean, no, I do.
Wait, action as far as what?
Well, as it relates to the Warriors.
Jumping, being better than the Warriors this year.
Like, there's two teams that, are the Clippers done? And do the Clippers and Mavericks have enough to overtake the Warriors?
No. For different reasons.
Okay.
I don't think the Clippers are done. They're not going to be a factor in the West. But the only reason they're not done is because they don't have anything to tank for.
Yeah.
And I think when you strip a team of a first-round pick, it really puts into focus, all right, well, do we just want to be sorry this year? Because that's all we're going to be. Like, you don't get a reward for being bad. Your pick is actually going to go to the best team in basketball. Meanwhile, the Mavs, when they have Anthony Davis, maybe they have action. But I don't know about you, Steiny. Over the last few years, have you paid attention to how many games he's been unavailable for?
I looked it up about 2 or 3 weeks ago and was even a little surprised it was as many as it was.
Yeah, exactly. So how about we do this? I'll take the Warriors, and you can have the Mavericks. And which team finishes higher in the Western Conference this year?
14.5. Let me see how many games back they are right now. They're 3.5 back.
I bet the Warriors will finish above the Mavs. That's why I don't think they have action.
Okay.
Also, Kyrie is... by the time we get to the end of the season and the Mavs aren't right there, why would they even rush Kyrie back?
They'd have to be there.
Yeah, and I think Cooper Flagg's amazing. I mean, he's awesome. But it ain't the year.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the Mavericks game tomorrow. We're talking about Draymond Green. But I'll tell you what, one thing that caught my attention is while everybody was talking about Draymond Green, one of the greatest Warriors of all time was pointing his finger at somebody else. We'll get to that on the other side, but that segment was sponsored by Ceramani Ford. Hey, Bay Area, heads up. The Ford Final Days year-end sales event is now on at Ceramani Ford. Get an extra $1,000 in bonus cash on new 2025 Fords plus 0% APR for 60 months on F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Mach-E's, Lightnings, and Super Duty. Zero down, zero payments for 90 days. It ends January 2nd. Ceramani Ford, right off 280 or online at ceramaniford.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.